Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bows and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my eldest sister, mother-to-be. Hello, Claire. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's so fun. Third time.
I know. We're kind of thinking that this might be, I mean, who knows, but your last time on the show before you give birth.
Probably.
Which is kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we've been seeing you a lot more lately.
I know. It's so fun.
Thank you for making time to be absolutely. On here. How are you feeling today? What's going on?
Good. I can't believe we only have... like a month left, a little less than a month.
No, I know. Give or take. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been flying by, and it's even crazier to think, too, that yes, I have a month till my due date, but I could be early. Although I feel like right now most people I know with their first are going late, and like really late, like a full week.
Oh my gosh.
Which they really don't let you go past a full week, but that people have been hitting that like full
week. Do you think
you're
going to be late?
I don't think so, but like in my head, I'm going to be early. So I think I'm preparing for it. Like I'm thinking more closer to Thanksgiving as opposed to the actual due date, but we'll see.
I think you're going to be early.
Yes.
That's what I've always kind of thought.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so strange that we're in November because it's like if you come early, it could be the baby month, mm-hmm. which is like bananas.
And with our due date being at the beginning of December, it's weird because it would only be like a couple days. Like if we, you know, when we started in December to say like, oh, the baby could come this month. Well, it would be coming in the first two or three days
right,
of December.
Right, exactly. No, mm-hmm. It's coming like at such a rapid pace. And then if I just look back on how quickly October went.
Insane. And I feel like the whole pregnancy, quite honestly. Like if we think back to Palm Beach.
I was saying that to mom the other day and I was like, I feel like this pregnancy flew by. And she was like, oh, I don't. And I feel like we were just in Palm Beach.
Yeah. I think it flew by in the sense that, like, I can't believe that we found out back in March. And I thought December was so far away.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I've been pregnant for a while.
Oh, I'm sure you feel like it's a long time. I can imagine that. But maybe the way that it fell on the year, like.
Yeah, it could be. Because it's all within 2025.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, you will be. That is kind of nice. I actually didn't realize that you'll be pregnant within 1 year.
Yes. And I really liked. Which none of it was even remotely purposeful, but the calendar of my first, second, and third trimesters, like first trimester when I wasn't feeling well, it was kind of still cold.
Right.
Like wasn't really missing out on anything outside. Then second trimester, it was beautiful summertime, but I also wasn't like so big
right.
that it was uncomfortable.
Right.
And then now in my third trimester, it's getting chillier.
Hunkering down.
Yeah. Football's exactly. on. It just feels like cozier.
It's so cozy. And I keep saying that too. Like, I feel like having a winter baby is so perfect.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect.
Especially for a first. I could see it being harder for a second or third because you still have to do things with a first or a second.
Yes.
But with the first baby, just hunkering down, in, especially around the holidays and everything.
So, and I love that it's before the holidays because even if you go late, you know, you'll still have time before the holidays and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then to emerge like in the spring with like, a baby that's a little bit bigger, a little bit, you know, not as fragile, perhaps.
Right, exactly.
Which will also be good.
And, like, next summer, it'll be fun to be outside. And
exactly.
Like, playing outside with the baby.
Playing outside with the baby. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I feel like you've had a busy, since we've last spoke to you, I forget when you were, I guess it was it before or after your baby shower?
It was,
I think it was after the baby shower.
Friend's shower and before.
Okay.
Mom and your guys' shower.
That's right. That's, you know, I've been having so many episodes that I kind of forget when everyone was on.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the last time we spoke to you, which was really not that far away. But again, with pregnancy coming down to the, you know, wire, things change very quickly. So let's just start with an overall, how are you feeling?
Good. I'm definitely feeling like I'm extremely pregnant at this point. Like it is. I am for sure pregnant.
I feel like you don't, I mean, you look pregnant, but to me, you still so much look like yourself throughout this whole pregnancy.
Well, thank you. But like my lower back and my hips are hurting. Like in the morning, it's like, okay, we're going to count down and we're going to get out of bed.
Is it hard to get out of bed in the morning?
It's just, yeah, because I mean, in the, anyone obviously who's had a child knows this, but like it is truly like a basketball or like a watermelon's head. Like there's no, like you bend, I can't really bend down super easily and because there's just like a full baby in the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have been like touching your stomach.
Yeah.
Cause I guess I hadn't really touched her bare stomach. This might sound weird to people, but like if you have sisters, it's not.
Yeah. Right.
And it is so hard. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't realize how tough a pregnancy spell, which just sounds kind of ridiculous because of course it has to protect the baby, but it's like not even your stomach.
No, like the other day when I was getting ready for Friendsgiving, I basically just gave up and I was like, Connor, could you please put my socks on?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to bend down. Like I could. And the way I'm now bending down is more of like a squat and my thighs, like I feel like I'm getting an amazing thigh workout, but I took an Epsom salt bath the other day and I was like, my thighs hurt, I think more than anything else. Cause as opposed to bending, like leaning over and bending down. I'm like fully squatting.
You're fully squatting. You have to completely lower to get to get what you want. Yeah, that's true. How have you been sleeping?
Pretty well, actually, which I was surprised with. I'm not really up too much. Like anytime I have to turn over, I kind of wake up, but I've been very lucky on that one because some people are up like the whole night. They just can't sleep.
Because of just being so uncomfortable.
Right.
Exactly. And are you still like you just go from either side?
Mm-hmm. Primarily my left side. But then I will transfer. Like last night, I think I like switched to my right and then back to my left because I woke up on my left.
And how has it been like working so much like down to like you've been working a bunch still?
Yeah.
And pregnant.
I've done all of like my maternity leave documents. So we went over that the other day. So that was good. I do think, though, especially at this stage, like with being a month out, I can't see myself stopping work like up until the due date because like energy wise, I'm still feeling great. And I don't know what else I'd be doing, honestly.
Right.
Like we finished the nursery, which we can talk about, but we finished the nursery.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I've been definitely in a nesting mode. And so I feel like my house is very organized.
You
like
have
things
been.
Are like very cleaned out and everything. But that's like after work or on the weekends or something like that. So
I know I almost feel bad making you do this podcast.
Oh, I don't care.
Like, hi, pregnant woman. Could you come onto my show? No, but this will be good to have like for memories and stuff.
Yeah.
I do feel like you've been nesting a bunch. Mm-hmm. I feel like every time I hear from mom or talk to you or call over, you're like doing some sort of project, which is very impressive.
Mm-hmm. And I feel so happy that the nursery is done.
The nursery, you guys, you had your maternity photo shoot over the weekend. Kind of talk about that.
Oh my gosh, that was a blast. So we did the maternity pictures in the nursery so that the thought process is when we have the baby, we're going to do newborn photos also in the nursery. So it's like a little bit of a before and after. So a lot of the poses that we did this past weekend, we could then recreate with the baby, which is cute. And we get the pictures back, I think, on Wednesday. So the turnaround time is incredible.
Yes. Amanda, who shoots everything for us, did the maternity pictures.
Yes. So much fun. And I loved that it was in the nursery because I couldn't think of any other place that, like, some people are very creative and they, you know, or artsy or do something else. But for me, more simple, I think.
Well, I love the nursery because that's where the baby's gonna live. And right. I think a lot of people maybe do it in a studio, but that's so not you.
Yeah. And we did like a couple poses downstairs on our first floor, like against a white wall. Aww. So we could do just like black and white. I don't know if mom told you this, but as we were taking pictures, Amanda, we were all like chatting and stuff, and Amanda was like, oh, hey, what else? Like, and she was like going through her list of poses that she had and kind of was like, oh, I have an idea.
Like, oh my God,
no.
What?
Oh no. Like, what could you possibly
have an this? Idea? Yeah.
He runs into our room and he brings back the Jellycat bean and he's like, can we please do at least one picture with holding the bean? And Amanda lost it laughing, as did I. She was like, because her daughter loves Jellycats. I mean, so many people love Jellycats. Right. But and so there is one or two pictures of both of us holding the Jellycat bean. And we were laughing like, this is not a serious, like, and he didn't think it was serious. But, like, it was so funny. It's going to be his favorite picture, I can tell you that much. And then we did one, because then we were like starting to like really get the giggles, where Amanda put it like up to my stomach.
Stop.
So we're resting
the
bean
on
my
thing.
Stomach.
Wait, the fact that Connor thought of that is so,
so
cute.
Funny. And like up until that point, like Amanda had done detail pictures and like really sweet poses of the two of us. And like we have a lot of Jellycats in the nursery because Elizabeth's gift was a whole like slew of Jellycats for one of the showers, and then mom got a really cute lamb to put in the crib. And so like Amanda had taken those pictures, but that was more like a serious thing, like it's part of the nursery. And so we have two pictures.
Wait, that is so sweet.
Hilarious.
I mean, that was at the very end of the photo shoot. He was like,
he's like, wait, one more.
The little bean. That is so adorable.
Yes. And then at the end, he goes, okay, I think we're done with that.
He's like, okay, never mind.
We did the two.
Don't repeat that I said
and
that.
And it's like, so it's such a tiny jelly cat.
Right. It's so much smaller than the other ones. That's adorable.
Yeah.
I feel like when the baby does come, like, you know, whether it's boy or girl and whatever you end up naming the baby, I feel like their nickname is forever going to be
100%
baby bean. Like, I mean, it just sticks. Like, it's just, that's who is coming in my head.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's just bean, like with a capital B.
I feel like that's going to be the baby's nickname. Like, no matter what the name is,
right.
I mean, it's always going to be bean. Everyone refers to it like on social media if they're like reaching out with something is, oh, this is perfect for baby bean.
No, hilarious.
It's so funny. So, okay, let's talk about your nursery because it is unbelievable.
I'm so excited.
It's gorgeous. I will be sharing it. You wanted to get the maternity pictures done, obviously, but I kind of did a little sneak peek on TikTok like that one day it came over, but that was way before it was all completely finished. It is literally out of a magazine.
Oh, you're so sweet. No, it was so much fun. And it was honestly, to have the maternity photos in the nursery was an amazing deadline, because we are fully set, ready to go like a month before the baby is due.
Right.
And even like the diapers and the wipes and everything we have, because it was part of the, like, you know, the setup on the dresser.
Right, right.
So it all came together so nicely. It's really sweet. It's become my favorite room.
I mean, how could it not?
Easily. And the layout that we ended up doing was not what I initially had in mind, but I absolutely love it. The glider, we forgot that you can like lean all the way back in the glider or the rocker. So like we ended up moving it to the one, which everyone will see when she posts the video, but we ended up moving it to one specific corner so that there was more room.
Okay. That makes sense.
To actually use it.
And I love how, I mean, this is going to be hard to describe like without seeing visuals, but I will share a reel of sorts. But I love the little bookshelf that you got because you received so many books.
So many books.
For both of your showers.
Yeah.
And I love how they're out and in ready for display. Also, just like in the dead of night in the middle of winter, that room is going to be so cozy.
So cozy.
And I think, I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast, but I know there was a moment where you needed more like side tables with soft lighting and stuff.
It was a lighting problem, honestly. It was a lighting problem. We didn't really think, and because there's no overhead light, as you know, because it's your old room.
Yes, I do.
In the room. So we had just one lamp, I think, at the beginning of this whole thing. And I think I called mom and I was like, we have a lighting issue in this nursery, because I wasn't really paying any attention, because when people, I mean, first of all, it was like a guest room for a while that I think one person stayed in. So then at one point I called mom and I was like, we've got a small issue. We have no lights in the room.
Yeah.
And I had registered for one of the really nice rechargeable lamps, which you can also get the dupes off of Amazon, but their battery life is just so much shorter. So as like kind of a fun splurge, I put it on my registry to do like the really nice Pottery Barn rechargeable light, which would be great for feedings or like changing in the middle of the night.
Right.
But there was no other source of light. So we would just be like in the dark completely. So we ended up doing a floor lamp, which it was white raffia. So I would say the majority of the room is like light taupes and raffia.
Yes.
I would say. And then the main furniture is what, like an ivory. It's not quite a bright white, but it's more of an ivory. And then, of course, the wallpaper. So we did an ivory raffia lamp. And then we did another one from Pottery Barn Kids that is a giraffe. And like the giraffe head is coming out of the lamp. It's really cute.
So you have three lights now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
And the closet light and stuff.
And the closet, so, of course. Yeah, that I honestly see, though, how that would have happened.
Yeah, and all like there's two outlets behind the crib, which wasn't even like purposeful.
Right,
but
right.
You can't hang anything above the crib.
No.
Especially anything that would like fall into the crib. So
right.
The outlets were like kind of tricky to
absolutely
maneuver.
No, that is actually really funny. But I'm glad that was solved. It seemed to be solved very quickly as well.
Very quick.
And something with the side tables as well. Like you needed a little side table to sit, actually like rest things or things of that nature.
And the bookshelf is really cute too, because it'll be low enough that Bean can actually like use the bookshelf when they're a little bit older.
Well, I realized we didn't even share any bows and lows, which we kind of just jumped right into talking about this, and then we do have some questions from the crowd. And it looks like, you know, I always am so I ask you guys questions and I'm like, well, I don't know if there's anything else that like we haven't shared.
That's a lot of questions.
There's always questions, so thank you. But what would maybe a bow and low be just of like this past week of pregnancy?
I would say, well, bow for sure was like this whole weekend. We had mom and dad over for Halloween. We had our Friendsgiving, which was kind of like a last hurrah before Bean comes. We had it really early this year. Normally we do it like the weekend before Thanksgiving, but purposely we did it. It was November 1st, so it was like still kind of Halloween weekend, but
still festive.
And then we had the maternity photos on Saturday morning.
You had a huge weekend.
We did it. It wasn't even like totally purposeful, but it ended up, the maternity photos got us up and going. So honestly, the setup for Friendsgiving was so easy because we were up, we went to breakfast afterwards. Aww. And then came back and kind of ran to his favorite store in the whole world, Costco.
Yeah.
Did his run for Friendsgiving.
That was nice that you had it Saturday morning as opposed to Sunday, because then you could just chill.
Yeah, we did
Sunday.
Nothing.
Did you decorate for Christmas yet?
No, I was going to on Sunday.
I didn't know how that would have been possible, like with all of that.
Yeah, I decided to just lay on the couch and do like random things that I needed to get done before. Like my pregnancy journal, I needed to catch up on a couple weeks of that.
Oh.
I for the most part, finished my Christmas card list.
Okay.
Like, updated it all on Minted, because whenever we have the baby, it'll be, our Christmas card will be the announcement as well. So of I want course. Everything ready to go so I don't have to address any of it. I wrapped Christmas presents, like the stuff that I have
in like a full day
so far, but I stayed in my pajamas for most of it.
Of course.
And then
yeah.
ended it with like needle pointing and watching football.
Yeah, no, you've been mm-hmm. still very productive. I feel yeah. like, again, you're still like, you have a couple more weeks until, I mean, we'd have a problem if the baby came any earlier.
Right, right. I am hoping to make it to like true full term, which is 37 weeks. So yes. that's two more weeks at this point, because, and then the baby is in preemie.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. perfect.
Yeah.
And then any lows?
I'm trying to think.
Just maybe just like overall feeling.
My back kind of hurts. Yeah, yeah. A little bit. But for the most
discomfort.
Part, it's, yeah, it's solved with an Epsom salt bath. I would love good. To be able to bend down. Like, pick something up off the ground without, like, I literally, it feels like I'm out of breath.
Well, I always see those videos of, like, people, like, lifting the mm-hmm. stomach up. Does that yeah. feel good?
It does. And I don't even know if it's necessarily a weight thing. I just feel like it is, like, my stomach's just in the way.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right. It's just in the way.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say I have too much of a low. I would say that the weekend was, of course, a bow as well for mm-hmm. me. Just, like, very festive. I think with yeah, Halloween.
You had a fun, busy weekend.
I did. With Halloween landing on a Friday, I felt like mm-hmm. everybody just had such a big weekend. So I had a Halloween party on Friday and then another event on Saturday, which was really fun. So, yeah, it just seemed like a really, like, big weekend for
it
everybody.
Was big.
Whether people were traveling or in town and just doing Halloween things. And now I feel mm-hmm. like everyone's decorating for Christmas.
I feel like everyone this weekend hit, like, all three holidays. Halloween being Friday.
No, it's so true.
And it was, like, one day of, mm-hmm. you know, like, true, like, fall Thanksgiving vibes. Yes. And then I felt like, at least when, on my social media, everyone had switched over to Christmas by Sunday.
I felt like on Saturday I woke up and I was like, Merry Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, it was just yeah. all three of them landed mm-hmm. on the same day. I kind of agree with you. And then I had to take a step back and I was like, wait a minute, we're not even at Thanksgiving yet. Like, it did kind of all clash this weekend.
It did. When I said to Connor before Friendsgiving, I was like, I'm kind of thinking of maybe putting up the Christmas decorations on Sunday. He's like, yeah, absolutely. He's like, growing up, we always put up the Christmas decor the day after Thanksgiving. I don't know. It's Friendsgiving. Like, yes. We still have a month away.
Like,
oh my God. Because, like, for some reason in our head, once we have Friendsgiving, like, Thanksgiving is not over,
I kind of agree
but like
with
it's
you.
Like, you know, it's either already had, we've had our Thanksgiving food. So he was like, oh my God, wait, that's
we
right.
still have
like,
a month, yeah. which is kind of crazy. Mm-hmm.
So I think I'll do it this weekend.
Yes, yes.
Because I want it all up before
oh,
I have
absolutely.
The baby.
Are you going to do a little Christmas tree in the nursery?
I think so. I think mom's going
to
do it.
I think she mm-hmm. was mentioning that would be so cozy yeah. to have that like mm-hmm. throughout the winter. But yeah, I feel like everyone across the board just had like a huge weekend. And
huge. But I will say there were a lot less trick-or-treaters, I felt like,
that's
on
what I've
Friday.
Been hearing from people.
Yeah, and most people, I would say, felt the same way. And I'm wondering if it was because it was on a Friday. Like, maybe if you were on the fence about trick-or-treating, like, you didn't. Like, I know there were, at least where we live, like, there was a lot of, like, playoff football games
yeah,
and all that kind
I mean,
of stuff.
I feel like last year, though, because it was on a weeknight, we, like, went over to your house for yeah. trick-or-treating, and I felt like there was a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. But then today I was at an appointment, and Madison was saying the same
oh,
thing
yeah.
in where she lived, that there were not as many trick-or-treaters. She said there was like 30 or 40 kids. And I feel like she lives in like a dense neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. I know that like some neighborhoods near us surrounding us moved it to that Thursday night.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like on Friday it was like packed everywhere with people running around and like
no,
grocery
yeah, it was
stores being busy. I don't know. Maybe people were traveling. Like it just
could be. Yeah.
It was interesting. Yeah.
There was a lot. Connor was saying, because I stayed inside for most of it with mom. And then Julia came over for a little bit too to see the nursery.
Yes.
And Connor, dad, and Uncle Dan were outside passing candy.
Oh, fun.
And they felt like it was slower too, but it was like a lot of littler kids. Like, I wonder if like you're the middle school age and like you maybe would be trick-or-treating, but there's also a high school football game. Like, you're picking the football game.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I actually think that for trick-or-treating, a weeknight is going to be
yeah.
a better, because it's just, I don't know, everybody's like still in that routine. Everyone's home. So I'm not
right.
quite sure. I feel like it ebbs and flows every year, but we do live in a very like
very dense neighborhood for
yes,
trick-or-treating.
Yes, and very good neighborhood for trick-or-treating. So I think everyone kind of felt that across
yeah.
the board. But yeah, no. So anyway, I'm kind of happy that Halloween is behind us and we can kind of move on.
Yes.
Because it felt like the Halloween that was never ending.
I do feel like Halloween has now been extended.
Yes.
Like in general, because like there's Halloween and fall decor up like August 1st.
Oh, for sure. I feel like I have been talking about fall.
Right.
Forever. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm in that weird limbo where it's like, okay,
it's cozy
outside. And like the leaves are really changing and falling, mm-hmm. but everyone has jumped to Christmas. So
right.
I mean, it's for me, I'm full steam ahead for Christmas just for like posting and, oh, and everything like that. But yeah, it is a crazy time. Okay, so I think we're going to hop into some questions from the crowd. And these are starting to kind of come in. I have read over a few of these, but a lot of people were asking, which I don't, well, you could answer this. I mean, I know the answer. Does she have names picked out for Baby Bean?
Yes, we have. We officially have a girl's name and a boy's name.
Yes, both of which we'll be keeping until we figure out.
We're not going to share it on the
podcast. No, we're not going to share. But that'll be also fun because it's kind of a twofold surprise, the gender and then the name. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people, when they don't find out the gender, like obviously the name is the big part.
Keep, yes. And I feel like a lot of people keep the name to themselves too, like based off of opinions.
Yes.
Like they also do. But of course. Especially because they will know the gender. So then the surprise is the name. In our case, it ends up being both.
I love it. It's so many surprises all in one. Okay. Somebody asked story of how she met Connor, which I do know we have some new podcast listeners because like some clips of Elizabeth screaming at me on the podcast have taken off. So
Elizabeth and I have very different approaches to being on the podcast.
It's totally different vibes. It's a complete, everyone brings something to the table, which is why I feel like this is a very well-rounded show, if I do say so myself.
I think it's very much like oldest sister and youngest sister.
Of course. Mm. She was on one the other day. We both were, but that's why I like having everybody rotate. But you can quickly give a little synopsis of how you met Connor. If you all are new to the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. If you're new, we met in December of 2019. We met essentially through a mutual friend, specifically our friend Julia. I was out with her and a handful of other friends going to a Browns tailgate. And I think it was my very first Browns tailgate at the Muni lot. Like, don't really think of my, like, I was going because like everyone else was going. It sounded fun.
Right.
But it wasn't like I was like, oh my God, it's the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
And then we stayed out that day. So I guess Connor and I were at that same tailgate, but we didn't really like talk to one another. But we were, it was like the two groups essentially had merged later in the day at a different bar, which I think I had then been to the bar like once after that. Like, it was like the craziest, like the whole day was just like not really
it's not where you frequent. And
there's so many funny, like huge core things that happened that day at like the randomest places in downtown Cleveland. And so when we were out, Connor came up to our group and we were chatting. And then we spent like the rest of the evening, like, as you know, two big groups together. And then he Ubered with me home, you know, to make sure I got home safe. And then asked me for my phone number in the Uber.
Didn't he hold your hand in the Uber? Mm-hmm. When I heard that, like, I don't know how old I was, but I mean, I was in college. I thought that was the craziest thing. Like, oh my God, they were holding hands the first time. Now that obviously, like, you guys are together, like, that's such a Connor. That's such a loving Connor move. But at the time, that was our Super Bowl. I was like, he held her hand in the Uber.
Yeah, because my hand was on my thigh. So he kind of like went over my hand and held it.
Yeah, that's so cute.
He thought I gave him a fake number. So he then called it. Like, I gave the phone number. And he's like, well, let me just make sure. And I'm like, my phone's ringing.
Like, Claire is not one to like give out misinformation.
No, like I probably would have just been like, no, I'm not going to give you my phone number, as opposed to like making up a phone number.
I would do that. I would make up a phone number and then I would get caught in the fake number. You would just be like, oh no, I know. And wasn't it like it was mutual friends through Miami?
Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah. So the tailgate that we were at specifically was a KPMG tailgate, which everything for some reason always comes back to that,
which is where Claire's first
job was.
Yes.
He didn't work at KPMG, but he was with friends who also had a tie. But it turns out that the whole group, and even though it was a KPMG tailgate, pretty much all were Miami people. So I didn't know Connor at all at Miami because he's 4 years older. So it was just through mutual Miami
mutual
connections.
Yes.
And then we went on our first date the Thursday after I met him.
Yes. So
he wasted no time. He texted me and he was
not at all.
And it was funny too because, well, obviously now I know, but at the time I didn't realize, like, he's a horrible texter.
He is.
And he is obviously, like, if you need to get a hold of him, just call him. It's so much easier. And at the time, like, there was like a full day he hadn't responded to me. And I was like, all right, well, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. And he responded. He's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I have to put a disclaimer out there. Like, I'm a really bad texter. I will literally just forget to respond to people. And like, if you look at his phone, it's like 300 or 400 text messages.
No, every time I look at his phone, it's like 300 text messages. Yes. I'm like, from like contacting
group
you?
Chats and stuff. And I think that it bogs him down, and so then he's not actually responding. Like, he just opens the group chat and then goes out.
I'll just like text him in capital letters if I need something, which is not frequent, but if I do, because I keep that in the back of my head. Yeah.
Yes. And now, like, with work and everything, like, he knows. I mean, you have to respond to all of that.
Right.
So he's much better at responding to, like, He's always been good at responding at family, but it was like the group chats that the lost group chats.
And think about all those years, like when he was that much younger, like
a bunch of group chats and stuff. Now there's not that many people contacting him.
It's a little different. But yeah, that's the story of how they met. And you were, how old were you?
I was 22. I was 22. He was 26. Yeah, 26.
That is so crazy looking back on it.
Now at the time, like, seems like a huge age difference. And we both kind of comment on that. But, like, I never thought about it. And it didn't seem like a huge age difference, like, when we started dating. We both pretty quickly turned 23 and 27 because we both have April birthdays.
I just think it's, and not to, like, throw Elizabeth under the bus or anything, but, like, I just think it's so crazy that you were Elizabeth's age right now. But you just seemed so much older.
Like, and I think as an older sister, of too, course. Maybe.
Yeah. But, like, her, like, meeting somebody who she's going to marry right now, I'm like, absolutely not. She just seems so much younger. And she's super mature for her age as well. But it definitely was the fact that you were the oldest. And then you were, you got engaged 2 years after that, 2.5.
Yes. So we got engaged in April of 2022 and then married in December of 22.
And you were 25.
Yeah, it was technically 24 when I got engaged because it was like 2 days before my birthday.
Right.
Then 25 when we got married.
Which is also so weird. That's my age. Like, no one could see me getting married right now. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems so different.
And I also honestly think that COVID, in a way, really sped up a lot because we weren't, like, especially during, like, the crazy lockdowns and stuff, I was here and, like, I was seeing you guys and I was seeing him. And that was pretty much it. So, like, I think that, and we also just talked on the phone a ton then because FaceTimed and stuff, even though we were, like, 15 minutes away. But, like, everything was so strict, you couldn't see people.
Right. I do think that was true. That definitely played a big part in that whole thing. But, and then, yeah, now that you've been married for
almost
3 years, which is crazy, before, obviously, you started a family. So really it was just like the perfect time for everything.
We were married 2 years because our anniversary is December 9th.
Yes, which is really sweet because December I feel like is always kind of your month. You got
it is
married in December, your anniversary, now the baby will perhaps be in December or in that vicinity. So
our first date was December 8th.
Oh my gosh,
we really liked that week.
Wait, I didn't realize it was okay. Oh wow.
We met December 8th. Our first date was actually Liz's birthday, December 12th.
You were on the first date on her birthday? Where was she?
You were at school. She was at home, but we weren't doing her birthday dinner until that Friday.
Oh.
So I had initially been like, oh, no, it's my sister's birthday. And then mom's like, no, we're not doing anything until Friday. You can go on a date.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Right. Sounds good.
Okay. I guess I didn't realize that. That's right. Because I was at school while this whole thing was going down. Yeah. I do remember the first time I met Connor. It was, we were like letting people up for a party and he got on the elevator. It's KPMG holiday party. And he got on the elevator and Elizabeth and I, looking back on it again, like such kooks. We were like dying that like we were meeting Connor or whatever, but we were trying to act calm. And again, I feel like I just felt we were so young. We were 22, then I was
3 years
19.
Younger. 19.
Yeah.
And 16. I mean, Connor's known Elizabeth since she was 16.
Since she was 16.
Which is
crazy. That's so funny. So I was a freshman in college and I remember he got on the elevator and then wrote up and then went.
You were a sophomore because we were.
I was a sophomore.
Yeah, because you were a freshman. I was a senior.
Oh, right. Of course. Sorry. See, even I'm getting confused. Right. Yeah. So I was a sophomore in college.
And that's why Elizabeth, you must have been coming home that weekend from finals. So I don't think we weren't doing anything for Liz's birthday until like that weekend.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. That seems like so long ago. Yeah. That's crazy. I love that. That was a sweet question that somebody asked.
I know. It's so cute.
That's so cute. It's fun to reminisce. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, this is a sweet question. How to support friends during pregnancy? I feel like a lot of your friends are pregnant. Wait,
that's so nice. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think like what.
I feel like you're always like talking and.
Yeah, I would say especially I think this transitions a little bit into the new mom thing, but any and all advice, like even right before the podcast, a friend texted me and said, like, these are the best wipes. Don't bother getting anything else. Like, these are fantastic. But little things like that, I feel like actually go a long way because it's like, okay, I'm clearly thinking of the person.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think like throughout the pregnancy, I've definitely made a conscious effort to like see as many people like as I can throughout the pregnancy because also once the baby is born, it'll be harder.
Right.
So I would say like if your friend is pregnant, like maybe trying to make some time, like do like a dinner or fun lunch or something like that.
Yeah.
Like just more one-on-one time.
Right. And also like I feel like your friend Michelle had her baby. I guess that was like couple months ago at this point. Mm-hmm. And then like your friend Perry. Yeah. So you do have some friends that are a little ahead of you and have already which given birth. Which is incredible. And then people that are, you know, maybe like, you know, soon to be pregnant as well. Yeah. And you it and is your sister-in-laws and stuff.
To be in similar life stages as not all of our friends, but a good chunk of our friends, which is really nice.
Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. But it, yeah, you're definitely in that mix of like people are engaged, getting married, mm-hmm. starting to have kids. It's all kind of like melding together.
Yes. And I feel like with Connor being 4 years older, we have a really wide span mm-hmm. of life stages right now. Like
I would agree with that.
Some people who aren't even dating anybody and then some people who have two children.
Right.
Like married with two kids.
Yes, that is true. I do feel mm-hmm. like you have a lot of friends, but then also a lot of friends that are in a lot of different stages yes, in life, right. which is nice.
So we've covered it all.
You have covered it all, but that was a sweet question. Okay. What is her plan on returning back to work after having the baby?
Well, that's a good question because yes. I've been so focused on it recently. So I'm taking a true like 3 month maternity leave. And then the 3 months following, the goal is to work from home. So do like very limited showings and just, you know, primarily do like the back end stuff and emails and all that. So that'll take us through like cold and flu season too, which is good.
Yes.
And then after that, the plan is to find a sitter. So we'll see if that's really hard. I'm not sure. Thankfully, Connor and I have such flexible schedules that it lends itself very well to a sitter as opposed to daycare. Cause especially where we are, I think most people, find this, but the daycare is 5 days a week, regardless of going or not.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And you pay for it regardless of using it. So the goal is to avoid that too, because we don't really need a daycare 5
right,
days a week.
Right.
So that's the current plan. We'll see. But the last like month or so, I really worked on all of the documents for everybody to know like all where my deals are and all that kind of stuff. Like obviously,
oh, for work.
Yeah, dad is fully in the loop, but it's just nice like for everybody to be.
Yeah, your office seems pretty busy right now with like trying to like get Elizabeth on board with everything, kind of yes. like catch everything up, teach right. her as much as possible. And then like, and then also Connor is fairly new. So just, and then you're transitioning yes. out. Like
the good news is
you guys
though,
seem busy. Yeah.
Everybody is family members.
Yes.
So like if you need my laptop.
Right.
I'm sure that's not a good thing to say out loud, but like just take it.
Just take
it.
But no, no one cares more than this group because everybody's right. like very much, not that that wouldn't be the case in another work setting, but right. I think it's an added layer.
Yes. And like, I'm not going to sue my workplace for reaching out during
right,
maternity
course.
Leave.
No,
which, like,
yeah.
definitely is an important yes, thing like yes. in a normal work environment, but working for a family business, like
it's going to be a little bit different.
It's very different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. That is so funny. I know Elizabeth, she said the other day that you guys had a maternity meeting. I go, oh, what did that entail? And she was like, oh, me and Claire sat down. I'm like, oh, wow, this is, you know, very official. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like you've been prepping in all aspects for sure, and especially with work. But that was a big question. I think a couple people actually asked that.
And I'm very lucky because typically in commercial real estate, this is not the case. Like it's the fact that I work for family.
Right.
Which is really allowing me to have this fantastic maternity leave.
Yes, it's definitely a part of this whole setup, which is a big, you know, privilege because we're with 100%. The family. So that's also yes. recognized. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But a lot of people were asking if you were going back to work after having the baby. Yep. And the answer is yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
With the baby in tow.
Yeah.
She's gonna come. They'll be my assistant.
No, literally. Well, I did say sometimes, because as we've all kind of had these conversations about it, I'm like, I don't think anyone's going to take me up on this, but like I worked out in the studio. Like I, like if you need the baby to, if you're
totally.
A pinch one day, like grab the bassinet.
Oh
like,
yeah. Right.
The baby and I, baby me will hang out together. Like I don't really know what to do with a child yet, but I'm sure I could learn quickly. Yeah. Like I'm also obviously like there's mom and stuff, but we're here as backup. That's so funny. A lot of actually questions about marriage and stuff. What has been, I do believe there are new podcast listeners.
Oh, fun.
So that's maybe they're kind of getting caught up, and we're so happy to have you. We are tirelessly trying to grow this show.
I'm Claire.
Yeah, this is Claire. She's the oldest. Okay, someone asked, what has been your favorite season of marriage so far?
Oh my gosh. I think they've all been very different, but I think it's very fun in yes. that sense. Like newlywed, of course, a blast. And then ours has been very spaced out, like over like the 2 or 3 years we've been married. So because we lived in our apartment for like the first year and a half or so, and then we moved into our house last October, so then that lent itself to like new homeowners. Favorite? I don't know.
I feel like every stage has been
It's been like,
and you've had nice substantial chunks in each.
Yes, right. And like it's very much a feeling of like absolutely loved each stage, but I'm also loving the stage that I'm in right now. So mm-hmm. I don't necessarily want to go backwards, but I loved it when I was in it.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you did a great job of cherishing each stage mm-hmm. that you were in.
Yes, we did. Like right after we got married, there was a couple places we wanted to travel. So like we went to Italy and France, like in that first couple years, because that yes. was more like a big thing with Connor, is he wanted to travel a couple times abroad. So, and we went to Dublin as a family.
Right.
So yeah, I would say that it's been like a nice, nothing felt rushed. It didn't feel, you know, too over the top. It's
honestly very well done.
not even purposely.
No, I know. It's just like it really is well done. Okay. How, this is kind of piggybacking off of the marriage. Someone said, I love you guys. Oh, how did she know Connor was the one?
Oh, that's a cute question. So, well, the very first date that we went on, I was having a blast. And so he was just being hysterical. And I won't get into the story because I'm sure if I retold it, it wouldn't actually be that funny. But like, it still to me is like one of the funniest stories. And he went to the bathroom, and I just remember thinking to myself, like, even if I never see him again, this is way better than any other relationship has ever been. So like, this is what it should be like. It was very much on that first date that I was like, I could see myself with him or someone like him, but it was also a good comparison because it was easily the most fun I had ever had with someone on a first date, let alone any date. And then from there, there was just like nothing was ever really difficult. We don't argue. I mean, of course anyone will get like annoyed with one another about something little, but we really like, the two of us never had any super difficult times or.
Right.
So it was always a sense of like, I don't want to be without you, as opposed to like, oh my God, you're my husband kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. And I also think you had like very good dating experience. You had a boyfriend in high school and two boyfriends in college. So you had had that and gone on dates, you know, after post grad. But, or no, I guess it was, you had the boyfriend. Yeah, you dated somebody in college out of post-grad. Yeah. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Right. So you definitely had like that dating experience behind you, which I think was really good. And kind of same with me. I'm like happy that, you know, I have this experience because you can compare it up against 100%. Other things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's always kind of what you said to me, is you just knew you didn't want to be without him.
Right. It was just, I mean, like the thought of not dating him or being with him was devastating, but not in a way that like, I hope he never breaks up with me. It was just like, why would we ever break up? Kind of feeling.
My favorite game is like when I and Elizabeth and I play, like she will pipe into, but more so with me recently, is like when I'm going through kind of like a crazy like relationship dating situation, is like telling this to Claire, and she'll just like be on her laptop or on her phone. She'll be like, okay, so that's like not normal. And it's just like a very calm response. And it
shouldn't feel like that.
That's what it is. And it's so calm and it's so practical. She's like, yeah, no, that's not how you should feel. And I'm like, okay. But it is really good to have that. I mean, I've always said that model of somebody who is a little closer in our age, you know, in a relationship. Yeah. So I was thinking about something the other day. What was I thinking of? I was thinking of when I, this was like a few relationships ago, when I was like, do you ever just like forget about the person? Oh, yeah, like when you're one. On a trip or like when you're doing something?
I remember looking at it, like literally never.
And I was like trying to like catch somebody in the crowd to see if they agreed with me. And you were like,
do you ever forget that you're like in a relationship, or you just like forget about the person altogether? And I'm like, no. Like, do you?
And I really thought somebody was going to. And they were all like, no, Emily. And I was like, oh, right. Yeah.
Like me neither. I just wanted to see like what you guys thought.
Yeah, we broke up a week later. Yeah, right, it was over. But those questions that I asked Claire, like for some reason saying these things out loud to Claire can really put things in perspective.
And we usually get the giggles from it too, because I think you then say it out loud and like then you realize what it sounds like.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
It's like in your head and you're like, this is really serious. And then you say it out loud and you're like, what?
You're like, what? It's a great game. It's a great time. What are you most nervous about motherhood?
I think like the overall arching thought process that there's someone now fully reliant on myself and Connor.
I feel like you've said that in previous episodes, and I could not agree with that more.
And I think it's very much like everyone always says, like, oh, for the next 18 years, like, definitely not. We still call mom. Like, we're here. I mean,
I work out of their house, for God's sake.
Like, it doesn't end, which is good. Like, you want it to be that, but there's literally no end. Like, it's not like you're like, okay, well, it's just like 18 years and then you're done.
Yes, no.
Which you'd never want it to.
No,
so.
No. No, no, no. Yeah.
I would say just the thought that somebody's like fully dependent on you, especially when they're that little.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like it's going to be even like when we're around the baby and mm-hmm. stuff, it's just going to be so surreal. This is another good question. How have the doctor appointments been? I'm such a scaredy cat of the doctor.
Oh, they've actually been good. So I actually love now going to the doctor because it's like such a sense of like, okay, well, I've had this in the back of my mind. Like, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Because at this point, I'm on my like every 2 weeks and I switch. Right. After this one, I'm every week until I give birth.
No way.
But it is kind of nice, like in the little every 2 week stage, because you're like, all right, well, I don't need to call the office. I'll just ask them when I see you in a week or so. So it's been good. At the very beginning, I didn't know what to expect either. And mm-hmm. Connor was at every single one. The last couple, they're so fast. They're just like check-ins. Nothing happens. There's no ultrasound. Like, I'm there for maybe 6 minutes. So he hasn't come to the last two. Well, he was out of town for one of them. But right. I don't know. I actually don't think that they've been bad at all, because at the actual doctor's appointments, there's not much that occurs except checking in on how you're doing, your symptoms. They take your blood pressure and like the
right.
It's the ultrasounds that are longer. And maybe this was common knowledge, but I didn't realize that they were separate. Mm. Like, I had a full schedule for ultrasounds separate from doctor's appointments for me. And then they really didn't overlap too much.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you went to the doctor, like your own doctor, and you got an ultrasound.
Okay.
You do not.
Gotcha. See, I wouldn't have known that either.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say there was no...
From what I've heard from your end, it's all the doctor's appointments have been...
Yeah, very easy.
I know quick. That mom went to the one with you for, what was it?
Oh, the gestational diabetes. I texted her because I was like, I have to sit for an hour, like after I chug a really sugary drink.
Right.
So she came and sat with me, which was very delightful because I wasn't just sitting on my phone by myself.
Yeah, and that's also kind of maybe nerve-wracking just because mm-hmm. it's like, again, the unknown.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
And Connor was, he was like, I'll come to that one. I'm like, that's okay, my mom's coming, because in my head I'm like, this will be fun. The two of us will just sit and chat.
Exactly. I mean, that's perfect. You guys can catch up.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I could see that, though, like if you are afraid, if you're someone who doesn't like to go to the dentist or doesn't like to get their yearly physical, now having to go to doctor's appointments for a pregnancy, I could see from that perspective how that would be intimidating.
Yes.
Okay, a lot of questions about how was your baby moon?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. It was so relaxing. We didn't do much in the best way possible. It was fun restaurants. We relaxed at the pool pretty much all 4 or 5 days.
Yes,
and
yes.
Then we did a little bit of like window shopping, but nothing crazy. We went on a couple walks, but like a true Palm Beach, just relaxing. Didn't leave the Breakers too much, quite honestly.
Which it sounded was just
delightful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we did Saturday through Wednesday. It was just lovely. And we drove like all down Ocean Boulevard, which we had obviously done on the Palm Beach side, but like we drove from Boca to Palm Beach all down that road, which was really fun to see all the big houses.
Because you flew into Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Perfect.
So we did took the highway to lunch in Boca. And then from Boca, we took like the four, it ended up being like maybe like 45 minutes to an hour as opposed to like a half hour, but it was so much better to see all the houses and stuff.
That is so fun. Mm-hmm. And I keep forgetting it's only Connor's second time in Palm Beach, right? Because
that
we went
for
New Year's. Mm-hmm. That was his first time. And then
right.
And then you went back for the baby moon. Was it mm-hmm. How was it in October?
It was delightful. I mean, you run into hurricane season. We lucked out and we had perfect weather the entire time. If it rained, it was at night. Like, we didn't see any of the rain. So we had like beautiful, like 80, 85 degrees and sunny the entire time. And if you can get that kind of weather, it's amazing because there's not that many people there. So like overall, right. It's definitely like a slower time.
Yeah. I was wondering, is it kind of dead in Palm Beach? Because we only go like in
During the week, like Saturday and Sunday was of course packed. There was like a bazillion weddings even happening at the Breakers. And then Monday, Tuesday, we left Wednesday, we're dead.
Okay.
And it was delightful.
Yeah. Because we always are going in January, February, March, right. And it's like packed, busy, high season.
Like the restaurants there weren't a ton of people at. Like it still felt like fun and festive, but it was like definitely calmer, which was nice.
That is nice. Mm-hmm. I would like to experience that at some time. I'm happy for you guys.
And the humidity had gone down too. Like it was 80 degrees and it wasn't like the crazy, like, you know, summer.
Right.
Heat. Florida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. A few more questions. Somebody asked, best thing about working with Bitsy.
Oh my God. So wildly entertaining constantly. She sits right outside of my office too in her cubicle. So like periodically, like we'll just kind of look at each other if something's happening in the office. Like we don't have to say anything. We just kind of look at each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love hearing the stories.
Yes. And I always have someone to go to lunch with or coffee. Like I'll start to get up and she's like, coffee?
I feel like she's like following wherever you go. It's like little chicken. Love hearing her perspective on things. And I just feel like it's like she's either constantly like panicked or running from this thing to the next. And it's so funny. Okay, somebody asked, was pregnancy harder or easier than you thought? We might have touched upon this in previous episodes.
I would say easier overall. I mean, I think I had heard, well, I think naturally you just hear a lot of horror stories.
Right.
So I would say overall easier than expected. I think like the last week I'm really feeling pregnant or so, but like, I mean, that's like the last 4 or 5 weeks of pregnancy. Like that, right. I'm really lucky on that one. We'll see how delivery goes.
Right. Yeah. I will. I mean, I would eventually love like, whenever you're feeling better months down the line to have get you back on the birth story. But until I hear from you on that, I'll be reporting.
Yeah, right, exactly.
From my table.
Yeah, knock on wood. I'm worried that because I had such an easy pregnancy, knock on all of
knock the on wood. Well, I think you just handle everything well. So, you know, it's your first, so you don't have anything to compare it to.
No.
So that's also good. Okay, and then last question, thoughts on juggling motherhood and your career, ? If you want to go back after, best wishes with a pink heart emoji and a blue heart emoji.
That's so cute.
I mean, we kind of talked about this, but
I mean, I think it's constantly a topic in the back of every first young mom's mind, because I mean, there's no way of knowing until you actually have the baby. And
right.
I feel like I always feel like once you have the baby, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe like I'm going back to work. But at the same time, I absolutely love my job.
Right.
I work with all family members. I'm extremely lucky that it can be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dad has said so many times, like whatever I want my schedule to be or whatever I want my maternity leave to be, which is extremely nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm in a very, very privileged and easier situation than most in terms of going back to work after having a baby.
Yes.
So right now I'm excited for it. Like I think it'll be probably good to have like adult interaction.
Yes. I know. I think that you will always have some part of you who will be working.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For in commercial real estate, you know, while raising children and having kids.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody did ask, do you want to have more than one child?
Yes. We for sure want two, as long as we're able to. Possibly three. We both come from three, so I wouldn't be surprised if we end up having three.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also kind of depends on what the genders are.
Right.
Which I always say that, but then I think, like, what would be the cause of, like, not having a third? So I don't actually know if that's the case. Maybe
right.
it's, like, the personality of, like, the first two. Like, if they're really difficult, I can see us being like, okay, we're good.
Well, Mom always says she knew she was done after she had Elizabeth because she was so difficult. She's like, I maybe could have had four, but then we had Elizabeth and we were like, yeah, I'm good.
Right, exactly.
Which I'm like, well, you need a sign.
Right. And I always get asked the question, always meaning like throughout this pregnancy, if we care what the gender is. And there's zero part of me that cares for this one. If we have all girls, all boys, if we have a mixture. I mean, Connor comes from all boys. I come from all girls. I think it'd be fun to have a mixture of boys and girls because neither one of us knows what it's like
to be like the Wild West.
Yeah. To have the opposite gender as a
sibling.
Right.
We're going to have to call in backup some family with both, which is like every family.
Yeah, right. Most families. So I think especially for the first one, I think it'll be so fun to see what we end up having.
Yes. I mean, we're just going to lose our minds. That baby's going to be so smothered and we'll be here before you know it. So
it's crazy.
I think those were all the questions for today. And thank you all so much for inputting questions and always being so interactive with us. And we're so happy that we got you back on here. I know that you were doing a lot. So I really wanted to thank you for taking the time. And I think this will probably be the last time you're going to be on the show.
Probably.
So, which is crazy. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a little comment and I'll be the one seeing them replying back.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be back here on Thursday with another episode of Bows and Company.
Who's your guest on Thursday? Do you know?
I have no idea. Okay. We are really fly by the seat of our pants right now.
Oh, did you ever do a solo episode?
Like I thought about that. I could definitely do solo episodes if there was like a specific topic.
Yeah.
Like I have a few things in mind, like kind of giving an update on like the behind the scenes of influencing. I've thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never really want to get in too much with dating because I don't know.
Yeah.
Like dating relationships and stuff.
Right.
I feel like I kind of like stress.
You could also do
that.
Like an open Q&A.
Yeah. I feel like you do an open Q&A.
I always like when that happens.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Like for just me.
You, but also like any influencer I follow, like when they do a Q&A, whether it's on their Instagram or a solo podcast.
But
episode.
You don't mind when if it's like a Q&A for like a solo pod?
No, not at all.
Okay,
I love
gotcha.
It.
That's actually good feedback. So yeah,
sometimes I listen to that more than I do. If like the guest itself doesn't interest me, I'll skip over the guest and I go right to the solo.
Okay, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
My hope for the show is like, because I don't really bring in outside guests, is to I have this understood that it's like a family podcast.
Yeah, right,
and like,
exactly.
So to have that be strong enough for everyone to kind of tune back in.
Totally.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. Happy November, everyone. It could be baby month. Mm-hmm. It's my birthday month. It could be the baby's birthday month. Yeah. There's a lot of unknown, but mm-hmm. we are going to be here sharing every little part of it with you. So, Claire, we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank
Even
you.
Though I'm going to have dinner with you after this. Yep. The show wishes you nothing but the best. Thank you all so much for listening to another episode. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.